The Swedish government's appointing a national coordinator to tackle crime and serious public disorder linked to sport. Speaking at a press conference, Social Affairs Minister Jakob Forssmed of the Christian Democrats said the issues could include money laundering, match fixing and problems in the sports agent industry. Forssmed is also the minister responsible for sports. 15 people drowned in Sweden last month. That's less than half the number recorded in July last year, when 31 people drowned. That's according to preliminary figures from the Swedish Life Saving Society. Of those who drowned in July this year, 9 were men and 5 were women, and most of them were elderly. One body, which has not yet been identified, was found in the middle of the month off Lidingö in Stockholm. Radio Sweden's interviewing the leaders of all of Sweden's parliamentary parties ahead of the elections in September. Today we sat down with the Left Party leader Nooshi Dadgostar. She told us one of her key policies when it comes to migration is to end what's become known as teen deportations, when teens in immigrant families turn 18 and can no longer have residence permits linked to their parents and instead have to qualify for a permit on their own merits.
To stop those expelling policies. Young people that are here, they're speaking good Swedish. They have been educated here. They have been here with their families. Their families, they can stay here in Sweden, but they are not allowed to do it. So we want to stop that part of it, to expel a young woman or a man to go back to their home country.
And that was Nooshi Dadgostar of the Left Party there. You can hear the whole interview on our homepage or in our app, Sveriges Radio. And finally, for the first time since 1988, passengers can once again travel by train between Sweden and Finland. The first train to Sweden departed from Oulu in Finland at around 5 o'clock this morning and arrived in Haparanda across the border in Sweden 1 hour and 40 minutes later, according to Finnish broadcaster YLE. The service is operated by Sweden's Nordtog and Finland's VR, and the route runs between Oulu and Haparanda with stops in Kemi and Tornio. The service will be expanded in the autumn to 14 departures a week in each direction. Those were Monday's headlines. For more stories, go to our homepage or our app. I'm Chris Boswell. Have a great Monday evening.